May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. For those of us who are always joining, mashallah zawajal, you know the purpose of this program. And for those perhaps maybe watching or listening for the very first time, then what we try to do is we try to present the research primarily of Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah with regards to different types of problems and difficulties that the Ummah is facing in the form of wada'if, invocations, litanies, things to be recited, things to be written or done as well. And today, mashallah zawajal, we have some calls, and stay tuned because we are going to be sharing some du'as, some wada'if. And listen carefully, perhaps you may be going through that difficulty that we will be discussing, or you may know somebody that's going through that problem. Try to have a diary or notebook. You can quickly jot down the important Madani pearls and the wada'if as well, and use it as a reference book for later, inshallah azza wa jal. As they say, ink is the best memory. Let's remember the lovely hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. What a Muslim loves for himself, he must love for the next Muslim as well. This is one of the core teachings of Islam, not to only think about ourselves, but to think about others as well, other believers, other Muslims in our household and out of our household, whether I know that person or I don't. If you see another Muslim in difficulty, and if you are able to help, help them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, you will be rewarded for this, especially in the hereafter, through the mercy and will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are so many wonderful blessings for reciting salawat, durud pak, salutations upon the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who recites durud pak, salawat, just one time. It is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person 10 rewards, will forgive 10 sins, and will raise that person's status in his court by 10 times, 10 degrees. And that is the true status, not the superficial status that a person may have in this world or even online on social media. All of that is going to end. But the real status is what status a person has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make up your mindset that every day I must recite salawat, durud pak. There's so many beautiful narrations, ahadith as well, with regards to the benefits and the blessings and bounties of reciting durud pak. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We will request our director and our team to please go ahead and play the first call. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sir, so I had a question in mind. When I complete the recitation of the Holy Quran, what should I do? Jazakum.
Ameen wa iyyakum. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Well, we must make it a habit of reciting the glorious Quran on a daily basis. Even if it is a few verses, I'm going to start over here. MashaAllah, Mubarak to you if you are reciting the Quran, if you are completing the recitation of the Quran. But how many Muslims out there that we don't have that connection or strong connection to the glorious Quran? You know, Dawud Islami has made it so simple for us. The apps are available. Kanzul Iman, the most authentic translation of the Quran in Urdu and from there in English, is available. The apps are there. You can download it for free. You can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina so that we understand what we are reciting. Nevertheless, when a person has been given that tawfiq, that hidayah, that great fortune of reading the Quran and completes right to the end Suratul Nas, then the moment you finish the entire surah of Suratul Nas, go to Suratul Fatiha. Immediately start Suratul Fatiha with the intention of doing another khatam, and this meaning a completion of the Quran. And this must be every time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you this favor of completing the recitation of the Quran. The moment you finish Suratul Nas, which is the last surah of the Quran, then same time, immediately, turn to the front. Start reciting Suratul Fatiha and Suratul Baqarah at least to Ulaika humul muflihun. Make shaitan sad. Continue reciting the Quran. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah advises us that a minimum of 3 verses, how long will that take? Maybe a few minutes? I'm sure we can spend some few minutes of our time from our busy schedules. Minimum 3 verses of the Quran, recite every single day. With the translation from Kanzul Iman, with the tafsir and commentary from either Siratul Jinan, Kanzul Irfan, Khazainul Irfan, Nurul Irfan, and now available, subhanallah, by Dawud Islami, Miftahul Ihsan. So these facilities are there. Also, recite Fatiha. When you complete the recitation of the Quran, don't just leave it like that. Make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah azawajal, thank Allah jalla jalaluhu. Show shukr and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing you to complete the Quran. Include this in your duas as well. Also include in your duas that Ya Allah azawajal, please forgive any mistakes that I made. Maybe pronunciations, tajweed rules, makharij. And also make dua that Ya Allah Azawajal, please accept this recitation and transfer the thawab of it as Isali thawab to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahlul Bayt, the Athar, Awliya Allah. And you can specify your marhumeen, maybe your mothers, fathers, grandparents, siblings, and other Muslims as well. If you want, distribute niyaz as well. So people know that, okay, what's the occasion? Alhamdulillah, I have completed the recitation of the Quran. But if you're telling others, check your intention. That am I telling others in order to show off? Or to also motivate them in reading the Quran and completing the recitation of the Quran. And another thing that can be done, subhanallah, is sajdatu shukr. A prostration of gratitude. A person will have to be in wudu, will have to be followed all the prerequisites. Your clothes have to be pure, your body, the place where you're making the sajda, facing the qibla, etc. So do that as well. In fact, sajda to shukr is done. A prostration of gratitude is done when some blessing is received. A newborn enters the home. Or if you are cured of an illness or some benefit you have received, recitation of the Quran has been completed, make sajda to shukr as well. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Let's listen to the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, could you please kindly advise me on something to do or read in order to keep fit? Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Allahu Akbar. I think we all need this advice, starting with myself. You see, our body is a trust. Whatever I own, it doesn't actually belong to me in reality. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's our creator, He is our maker, He is our cherisher, He is our sustainer. He is the one who owns us, who owns our bodies, who owns our lives. And so this amanah, this trust, this life, this body, to where is it going to return? A person passes away, what do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed our return is to Allah. So with this in mind, I need to look after this trust. If you gave something which is valuable to you, or something that belongs to you, in the care of another person, maybe you're going away on holiday or you won't be around, and if that person abuses it, when you get back and you ask for it and you see that it's broken, it's dirty, it's used, how would you feel? Subhanallah. So we're not doing any comparison here, just for understanding purposes. Or if somebody gave something to you in your trust and care, and you know it doesn't belong to you, what are you going to do? Just leave it lying anywhere? Leave it around? In case, what if it gets lost or goes missing or gets stolen? You'll keep it somewhere safe, out of sight. And you'll make sure that it is protected, it is safe and secure. So when the person returns, how he gave you, that's how you're going to return it. Our bodies, our lives are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now with this in mind, we need to look after it. Now there's many different ways of doing this. If a person is eating all the wrong things, drinking all the wrong things, living a life in the incorrect manner, then definitely it's going to affect that person negatively. They could end up getting some sickness. Then how do we keep fit? If I'm saying, I don't want to get burnt by the fire, and if I'm the one who's putting my finger or my hand in the fire, am I going to get burnt? Of course I will. I know that the fire is harmful. I don't want to get burnt. I must not go in that direction. So likewise, I know that there are certain things like highly processed foods, foods that are full of fat, fatty foods that are overloaded with sugars. So many drinks out there, especially these so-called energy drinks that are overloaded with sugar, with caffeine, and so many different types of chemicals. You just have to read the ingredients or what it contains. And so many of those things we can't even pronounce. So do we even know what we're putting in our bodies? Or we just want to eat it or drink it because of the taste? How long does the taste last? Only on the taste buds, in the mouth, on the tongue. Once it's gone down, it's going to mix up with whatever is there, with the acid that is there in the stomach. So we have to keep a tab on our physical fitness. Not just physical fitness, but about mental fitness. Am I in control of my emotions? What about psychologically? So alhamdulillah azawajal, Islam gives us holistic medicines that if we practice upon it, then all round benefit a person will attain. Some madani pearls of advices regarding the weight of a person. We need to watch this, we need to measure it, we need to weigh ourselves every now and then to monitor if I'm losing weight or if I am obese, if I fall in the category of being obese. And what's going to directly affect that is our food intake. So try to limit unhealthy foods. Best is to try and cut it out completely. For some people it's difficult because the marketing machines out there, everywhere you turn, even on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, in the papers, on the billboards, all inviting to join this food culture. There's a food culture out there where people even compete with each other how much I can finish, or this huge meal where maybe 10 people can comfortably eat. This person, they give him a timer. Okay, if you within this time period, if you manage to finish all of this food, you get it for free. That's on one side. On the other side, people are starving. People are literally digging in bins to look for the next meal. Amazing. What kind of era that we are living in? And this is mostly in the so-called civilized world where they have these mukbang competitions and so much of wastage. It's unreal, actually. So try to cut down or cut out unhealthy foods and beverages as well. Monitor what you are eating. Eat whole meals, whole foods, healthy meals for your breakfast, for your lunch, for your supper. Do not eat late at night and then immediately go to sleep. This has a negative effect on the body and the mind as well. Consult with your doctor and try to take some multivitamin supplements to supplement your body. Sometimes we could be lacking in a vitamin or certain nutrients that we need to supplement with some kind of multivitamin pills or tablets or capsules. So that obviously you will have to consult with your family doctor, because they will have the history of your sicknesses, your mental or your medical health. There's another thing that we need to do more of, but we don't do, or we don't consume it enough. And that is water. We need to stay hydrated. Let me ask you, how much of water do you drink in a day? I need to ask myself as well, but okay, ask yourself this. There would be some people out there, for breakfast, they're having the cup of tea or coffee, hot chocolate or something, no water. Come lunchtime, they're enjoying a lovely hearty meal with a juice or a cool drink or an energy drink. Where's the water? Same thing, supper time, they got to have their cool drink, these soda pops and fizzy drinks and juices. Where's the water? So the person will say, but there is water inside the juice. There is water inside those cola drinks. Subhanallah. I'm talking about just plain water, because there's so many other chemicals mixed in that water. But just water itself, how much do we drink of it? And researchers have told us, it's there. We can do the research ourselves. Do you know what they say? They say that so many people out there are in reality dehydrated, but the body gives the message that they are hungry. So they feel hungry when actually they are lacking water in their body. So what do? They go and eat food. They don't hydrate themselves and drink more water because according to their mind, they're feeling hungry. So they eat more. And then this adds to the sicknesses or obesity and weight gain, when the root cause of the problem is that they need to stay hydrated and drink water. So limit, or if possible, take out those sugary beverages, those cola drinks, especially the The ones that have phosphoric acid. It's bad for your teeth. It's bad for your system. If you take any soda drink and check the ingredients, if it contains phosphoric acid, especially, if you have to pour it in a glass of water, and if you have to put a piece of meat inside there as an experiment, you'll see after a few days the meat is going to disappear. Or put a nail inside, leave it for a week, and you'll be shocked that that nail has become rusted. And that's what I'm pushing in my system, in my body. So stay hydrated, drink sufficient water. Keep active. Many of us, we live sedentary lifestyles, mostly sitting at the desk. So here there's two issues, that we're not getting up every half an hour, 45 minutes to stretch ourselves, stretch our muscles, move away from the screen. Because here there's two things now. One is, if we're sitting for hours on end and we are looking at the screen for hours, that's going to harm our vision. A person could get dry eyes. A person could end up getting body aches, depending on what posture, what kind of chair we are using. So try to live a more active life. If you need to be, if you are in the office, you need to be on a chair in your office in front of the screen, then every half an hour or 45 minutes, stand up, walk around, just for a few minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So your eyes are away from the screen and you are getting that, you are assisting that blood flow in your body, because there's two places in particular that are root causes for sicknesses in a person's body. According to herbalists, they say that either the stomach is sick and affecting other parts of the body, or the person's blood flow is not proper. And so that affects the different parts of the body. And by walking around, that will help one tremendously. You don't need to have those weights or gymming machines or, no, just walk. Have a break after half an hour, 45 minutes, walk around, drink some water while sitting, and then you return. So you're giving your eyes a break and you are getting that blood flow. Try to do breathing exercises as well. This will help. So reduce your sitting in this way and the screen time. And lastly, get enough sleep. And for sleep itself, we must make sure we have a comfortable bed. Doesn't have to be the most expensive bed. One of the best investments that you can make is in a good, comfortable bed. If you need to spend a little extra to get a comfortable bed, then do it. Why? Because a person's sleep can be negatively affected if the bed is too hard or too soft. It will harm the person physically. And if you're not getting enough sleep, how do you operate properly at your maximum the next day? Make sure you have, if you limit or you block out light into your room. So some people have these blackout or block out curtains that are dark and keeps most of the light out. Make sure that there's no noise close by if possible. Limit the sound of noise or try to remove it. And if you can't fall off to sleep, go and have a nice hot bath, but make sure that your room is cool. The temperature is cool. So when you come out from a hot bath and you enter a cool room, this automatically is going to trigger certain hormones in your body, sleepy hormones that will make you fall off to sleep quickly. So these are just a few tips and ideas. But of course, there are other experts and specialists, and nutritionists are there, and you can consult with your doctor as well on how best to keep your body fit and fine. Can we have the next call, please? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, what is the reason that I am always falling ill? Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar. Whatever advices were given regarding the previous question, just try to remember that here as well. Now we need to, of course, visit your doctor. Try to be under one proficient doctor, because he will have your whole history from maybe the time when you're small, or from recent, that what sicknesses, what problems you are facing, and then he can give a better diagnosis and advise you that what is best for yourself, why you are falling ill. So we need to look at what is the root cause of this. I will advise that get an istikhara checking done to determine whether the problem is a spiritual one or a medical one. And this facility is available for free from your Dawat-e-Islami. If you visit any Dawat-e-Islami Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cures department or office, you can request them that please do an istikhara checking for me. They will ask you certain details. Then after you provide it, they will do the istikhara checking and see whether what kind, if it's a spiritual problem, what kind of a spiritual problem? Is it with you, or is it in the house, or is it a medical problem? There's also a beautiful app that you can download for free from App Store or Play Store called Ruhani Ilaj. That means spiritual cures. And subhanallah, subhanallah, when you open that app, there are so many different options there. Do you need treatment? Do you need the special treatment done? You click on that option, some details will be required. Do you need an istikhara checking? You click on that app option, you fill in the details online, and subhanallah, the istikhara is done, and you are sent the message, usually via email. Certain countries have a national istikhara hotline, like South Africa, where you can send in your messages and what kind of problem you are facing, and the istikhara is done for free. And then you are given advice based on the results and the answers of the istikhara. Then certain wada'if and litanies, invocations are sent through to that individual. If need be, then ilaj treatments will have to be prepared. The people are advised to go to certain areas where our Ruhani Ilaj spiritual cures offices are closest to them. Make an appointment and you can get the ilaj treatments for free. So consult your doctor, get an istikhara checking done to see what type of problem it is. Ensure you are eating healthy. Try to locate what is the root cause of this problem. Is it a lack of sleep? Is it that I'm eating the wrong things, drinking the wrong things? Is it because I'm not being too active in my life? I'm not moving my body enough? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the great founder of Dawat Islami, a great scholar of Islam, a Kamil Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, gives us a very practical, simple and easy way of exercising. And it will add, it will help to strengthen yourself, to get better. This is one of the things that he advises. And here too, you don't need any expensive gymming equipment. You don't even need to get any gym membership in the comfort of your home, especially for Islamic sisters. Or if your surroundings, your neighborhood is relatively safe, you can do it out there. And that is walking. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Ali advises that every day, try to walk for a minimum of 45 minutes. 45 minutes in this way, that your first 15 minutes must be of a brisk walk at a fast pace, 15 minutes. And then the next 15 minutes, your normal pace, how you normally walk. And then finally, the last 15 minutes should be again at a fast pace, a brisk walk, a fast walk. And with that, whilst you are walking, he advises that you are getting some physical benefit. So how about getting spiritual benefit at the same time? Subhanallah. Imagine 45 minutes, how much of Quran can you recite? 45 minutes, you have people, joggers, runners, they have the earphones, many of them, not all, but many of them are busy listening to music of different genres to try and give them that motivation also, or to pass the time whilst they are jogging, whilst they are walking. If you want, put your earphones on. Listen to the recitation of the Quran. Listen to Naat Sharif. Listen to the different beautiful kalams that are there. Do it with good intentions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you can recite Naat Sharif whilst you are walking. Recite Dhikrullah, Durood-e-Pak, Istighfar, Subhanallah. Or listen to one of the audio books of Dawood-e-Islami to increase your knowledge, expand your knowledge, Subhanallah. So physically you are benefiting and spiritually you are benefiting at the same time. How wonderful is that? Subhanallah. So try this inshallah azawajal, and try to identify what is the root cause of me always falling ill. Again, contact and consult with your doctor and visit a Ruhani Ilaj spiritual cures office near you for the Ilaj treatments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those Muslims out there who are sick, who are suffering with different types of illnesses, chronic diseases, grant shifa e kulli, complete shifa, complete and speedy recoveries for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's have, I think we have time for one more call inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, I would like to know what are the harms of jealousy. Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Allahu Akbar. Jealousy is one of those spiritual diseases. We were just talking about physical diseases. Maybe a person is afflicted with physical diseases or sicknesses and therefore they're always falling ill. And now we move to the more dangerous diseases. One of them being jealousy, being hasad. It is so common, it's unbelievable. And do you know that many people who are affected by nazar, by nazar-e-bad, al-ayn, meaning effect of the evil eye of somebody, in many instances it is because of jealousy. Because the person can't see you progress in life. Because the person has some kind of enmity and hatred in their heart for you. Why him? Let's understand firstly, what is jealousy? Say for example, you see a person, they bought a brand new vehicle, brand new car, brand new phone. What is your reaction? Masha Allah. If you want to cut nazar and you want to stop any type of jealousy entering the heart and mind, say Masha Allah. Say Barakallah. O Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Because that's the reality. The person only attained that through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who gives. And whatever problem you are facing in your life, I want you to think about this. Your greatest difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, all these magnificent things, He knows about the difficulties you are going through. For Him, it is nothing to even remove it instantly. But Allah knows better. What to give, when to give, to who to give. Our scholars advise us like this. And this is how we must train our brain. Create this mindset. Because what is due to you, nobody can take it away. What is not due to you, if we can try our whole lives, it will never reach us. We will never attain it. So if somebody else has something, maybe you want, and in your heart, how I wish, or your thoughts, your mind tells you, how I wish I also had that. For whatever it is, any material possession, maybe status, knowledge, whatever it may be, good looks. So if in your mind, you are thinking like this, that, Ya Allah, how I wish I also had that. So this is not hasad. This is not jealousy. It's a form of envy or admiration. Jealousy is where? Why does that person have this? A brand new this or that? It should be removed from that person. I must have it. This is jealousy. A blessed hadith mentions, the summary of which is, that jealousy eats up good deeds as fire eats wood. Allahu Akbar. Can be very harmful. One of the effects of jealousy, as I mentioned, nazr-e bad. And nazr is a real thing. And so many people are affected by this, but they don't know. There are certain symptoms. The eyes become heavy. The body becomes heavy. You become fatigued, lethargic. You feel lazy. You don't feel like getting off the bed. You don't feel like doing anything. You lose your appetite. You're getting the fever flu all the time. It starts to pull over here. There's knots appear there. Some of the signs of nazr-e bad, especially because of jealousy. There could be other reasons as well. So a person who has this disease, they should repent. Repent and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, because so many others don't have what you have. The lousy job that you have is the dream of a person who is jobless. That simple meal that you have is the dream and the wish of somebody who is homeless and who has no food. So jealousy is just going to destroy one's virtues. It can lead and open up other avenues of backbiting and other evils, talking bad about people, ill thinking, etc. One way is to recite MashaAllah when you see something lovely, something good. And the person that, if you want to cut out this jealousy, then congratulate them sincerely. Praise them without flattering them. Make dua for them. Give them gifts in order to cut this problem of jealousy. Cultivate the habit of being happy in others' happiness as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.